Shane and Trish Paytas. Drama is so... Whoa. When I was in middle school, like a lot of people, and even in high school, I was a fairly big fan of Shane. I used to really like watching him, like, try foods, and, like, I wasn't, like, an OG fan, like, I think he was on YouTube way before I started getting into YouTubers, but, you know, I never picked up on these terrible, terrible, terrible jokes he would make, and how terrible he was as a person. Like, I wasn't like, oh, Shane Dawson is so this and that, he's amazing. Like, I was just, like, probably a casual fan. And I even was a fan, like a casual, I wouldn't say fan, but like a watcher of Jeffree Star too. And I used to really, really like their content, especially when Shane started doing like the conspiracy theory stuff and then moving on to like the docuseries. But then taking a step back, I realized how terrible some of the series were to the people involved, like Bunny and Jake Paul and Alyssa, Violet, like, and his whole palette with Jeffree. It was clear that that documentary was just a money grab, honestly. A whole big 7-part series about their palette. Like, it was just like a whole big advertisement, and we watched it all and ate it up. But honestly, I'm really glad that people like Shane are finally being held accountable. Some people, I do agree, sometimes cancel culture goes really, really far when it really shouldn't, but I feel like cancel culture has worked truly on one person and one person alone. And that's, or not one person, but it really did work on Shane, because I don't see how he can recover from this. I mean, I think he'll always still have a fan base, always still have people who will watch, but YouTube won't be pushing his content, other YouTubers probably won't be pushing his content. Like, I think one of his channels got demonetized. Yeah. But the jokes he used to make and who he was before, yeah, maybe he apologized, but I don't think it was a valid enough apology. And, like, the really, really bad, like, some things he would just say, it's like, that is not okay at all. Especially about, I forgot, it was probably... It's like a podcast where he was talking about, like, he was basically justifying CP, and I'm like, what? Like, how did we uncover this all? Like, I mean, I didn't watch his or listen to any podcasts of his, but, like, how did we spend so long, or the majority of us spend so long not knowing or being blind or stupid to all these terrible things he said and things he did? And it's clear that, like, he wasn't a good friend to a lot of people in his life either. Obviously not to Drew or Andrew or Garrett, because it seems like they probably had a little bit of a falling off. And Jeffree is also a terrible person. Like, I cannot believe he's genuinely racist. It's especially towards the Black and Asian community. He can deny it all he wants, but his past and present clearly shows that he hasn't learned and he hasn't grown. He is a terrible person, I mean, in my opinion. And how he flaunts his money and looks down on his friends, like Trish, for like reasons related to money, like, that's just tacky. That's just like a terrible thing to think about and do and say. In this whole situation, like, honestly, Trish and Shane have been friends for so long. But what I've noticed is Trisha Paytas has always had Shane's back through every controversy, through every big life moment, through everything. At least publicly, she has been there with him. And I'm not a Trisha fan either. There's good sides to Trisha Paytas, honestly. Like sometimes she'd be speaking the truth, but then I also remember that she's done a lot of terrible things and she knows what she's doing just for publicity and just for the drama, and she knows what she's doing. She knows that she's taking advantage of our anger, and she's taking advantage of all these communities, and she's like admitted that she's not a great person, but she's never genuinely apologized for certain things, which I think is not acceptable, honestly. But I feel like she's moving towards a better place. I still don't really support her at all, but she is very real a lot of the times, and it's clear that she has undying support for Shane, but then obviously that ended because Shane did not give the same energy back. It's really disappointing to see. I don't know, it's just weird that Shane would choose Jeffrey over Trisha. Like, yeah, Jeffrey is a lot wealthier and more powerful, but like, Shane's probably fine in his own right. Probably doesn't need Jeffrey for money, and Trisha has money too, if he really wanted to just have that as the factor. But it's really weird. I love keeping up with the YouTube drama. It is so fun to keep up with. I feel like not a lot of my friends keep up with YouTube drama, but it's like not just YouTube drama, I guess influencer drama, but mostly YouTube drama is where it's at. But yeah, it's crazy to see their friendship end, because I think they've been friends for I know it's like beyond like 5 years, I think maybe like 10, or I don't know, five, I don't know, I'm not, but a long ass time. And it's weird like seeing that come to an end, because I used to watch like Trisha's Christmas hauls, and she would always show off like Shane's gift or Shane Ryland's gift. It's good that Trisha has found like a good support system within, you know, Ethan and her new boyfriend. I mean, I still think she's using her boyfriend and doesn't respect his religion, but if she's happy and he's happy, I guess like no one can really change that. But I still think I think a lot of Trisha's actions are disrespectful. But obviously I can't speak for anyone in the communities that she's hurt. But yeah, YouTube, I feel like YouTube is both dying and thriving. like the drama is keeping it thriving, but without the drama, I feel like a lot of us have abandoned YouTube. Like, I remember just like watching, I used to love watching vlogs, like literally 20 minute, 30 minute, even like 40 minute vlogs, hour vlogs. Oh my gosh, I used to love watching family vlogs like the Shaytards. Oh my gosh, their Christmas special, and the Atwood family. Like, this was kind of like in middle school, and yeah, mostly middle school was when I spent the most time on YouTube. But yeah, I used to love vlogs, and I think all of us like used to love family vlogs or love like lifestyle vlogs. And oh my gosh, I used to love the British YouTubers like Suella. Like Joe Sugg, her brother, Marcus Butler, Jim Chapman, like all of them used to like be really good friends who would like collab all the time. Like Tanya Burr. It's kind of like really sad because, you know, a lot of people stopped watching them, obviously, because we kind of grew out of YouTube. Not just certain YouTubers, but of YouTube in general. Like certain YouTubers and YouTube in general. But like the British crew used to be like super big. You used to have like Troye Sivan and Tyler Oakley and Connor Franta. And then all the British YouTubers like Zoella, Alfie, Tanya, Jim, Marcus, Naomi, Joe, Casper Lee, all of them. But Jim and Tanya broke up, and Naomi and Marcus broke up before everything. Jack and Finn, they were popular too, but everyone just slowly kind of like separated from the bigger, I don't know. It's kind of like weird seeing an end of an era, but I'll always have like a special place for YouTube, and it's still a great place to just keep up. But it's weird that our attention spans, maybe not attention span, actually yes, actually no, I don't know, because how are we all super interested in just these long vlogs, and like, anyways, oh, yeah, but the Trisha and Shane drama, it's a lot, and I feel really bad for Trish because, again, she's, like, literally stood by him forever and ever, and, like, if I stood by a friend like that, through every controversy they had, through everything that everybody says about them, and what they say, and what they do, through everything, and then they turn their back on me, and choose the person that hurt me over me, and I've been friends with them and supported them for years, and they've like, you know, had the same energy, I'd be crushed. Like, genuinely, you know, yeah, people put on a brave face online and say, you know, F this person, but like, honestly, when you peel back the layers, it's like, these are real people, real relationships, and it's like, if I put myself in their shoes, I would be so heartbroken and so devastated. Like, no one deserves that. No one deserves their best friend turning, best friend of how many years? Probably 5, 7, 6, even more, I don't know. Seeing their friend turn on them and siding with the person that was mean to you or hurt you, like, that is so wrong, Shane. Like, and it's clear what kind of person he is now. Like, yes, he's a terrible person, and, you know, we did a good job at revealing that, but peeling back more and more layers, you can just tell that he's just not a good person. And it's just, it's kind of heartbreaking to know as a viewer too, because I used to support Shane. Like, I used to watch a lot of his videos, and I used to want, like, his merch. I never bought anything. I never bought any YouTuber merch, which I'm kind of proud of myself, because I feel like, you know, I wouldn't have worn anything, and, like, I would have just been sitting in my closet for years. But, like, I supported Shane, but obviously he's a terrible person, so I can't. Yeah. It's 2021, a lot of drama. You know, Kim Ye is getting divorced, Kim and Kanye. I feel like this, I could see this coming. Like, yeah, like, their relationship was really, it seemed really nice. Like, their iconic outfits and moments together, but, like, I feel like this and last year really showed, like, what was happening behind the scenes to the public. And really shows, never judge a book by its cover, because the happiest couples can be, or no, the saddest couples can look the happiest on Instagram, because you can edit all the photos and choose the perfect one. So let's not compare. But yeah, I feel bad for Trish, honestly. It's good that she has, like, that support system. If she didn't have anyone, like, she has her sister, she has her fiance or her boyfriend. I think he proposed, but I don't think I've heard her call him her fiance, so I'm not sure. But, and Ethan, and yeah. But I really want to watch Trish's video. I think I'm going to watch it. But yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, bye.